When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is the very petty Davina Devine.
And this is the lovely Victorian Secret.
Oh, ye old Victorian Secret.
Yeah. Well, we should start off by acknowledging Davina has had a rough week.
I have.
Been very busy.
Very busy.
Her milk has been gone off her cereal, like everything that could have happened.
Not a bit of cereal eaten. No. Milk curdled in the fridge. Cereal left untapped.
But it hasn't been all bad because you are up for an award.
I am for an award. Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, as a Christmas going.
Yeah. So Davina Devine is up against, who are you up against?
I'm up against Darren Conway, and I'm up against...
Is he the fellow that goes, Rumlin Pool, blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, and tells a story
about
it.
He does loads of different ads. I'm up against Victor Alfred and Darren Conway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but they both have like so many followers. Like,
oh, really?
Oh my god, like Alfred has like a million Instagram followers and Darren Conway has something like 200,000 followers, and there's it low me with like a handful. So I've decided I'm going to buy some bot votes. So I've been in touch with Diana Jenkins of Beverly Hills.
Love.
And yeah, she's going to hook a sister up.
Oh my God, that's gas. And Alfred is obviously clearly Batman's butler as well, yes.
Alfred, yes.
Hello, Alfred.
Alfred to Bruce Wayne. Yeah, no, like, listen, it's just, it's nice to be dominated, isn't it? It's kind of gas. And so it's for best Dublin celebrity. It's like, I love like a provincial title.
Best Dublin celebrity on this street corner.
Do you know what I always find so funny though about those kind of things is like, and it's going to tie into what we're about Big Brother.
Mm. Like, well, firstly, tell people how they can vote.
Oh yes, okay.
You said that you,
sorry, yeah. So
you can vote
on 98FM. 98FM.com.
Do you have a link in your bio? Or
I haven't got a link in my bio. I'll be sharing them all, Trev.
You really want this then? Yeah, you're like, you're dying for it.
Listen, you know, winning is just being nominated, really, isn't it? I'm one of them.
Is there like a ceremony or?
Yeah, there is a ceremony.
Oh,
yeah.
Where's that?
It's in the Dean Hotel.
Okay,
it's
nice.
At the end of the month, yeah.
Okay, lovely. Don't invite me. No. More on that later.
So it should be go crack. But
yes.
It made me think about celebrity and that word and kind of like how celebrity book, but they're on and like what defines a celebrity, do you know what I mean? Because like I'm just gonna Google this, hang on.
You're gonna Google what a celebrity is?
Yeah,
because this is hard-hitting journalism here for a Thursday.
Because let me see,
I feel like I'm actually, this podcast has now changed to what's those three journalists, the round table, the blonde girl,
yes,
and the two lads.
You can be her.
I am her. One of them's like Richard Chambers. What's that podcast called?
It's out of the...
Hello, knock, knock.
Tap the fucking table.
Tap the fucking table, love.
Celebrity, a famous person, especially in entertainment or sports. So like, that doesn't really kind of give a good description. And like, when you see, because everyone keeps going, like somebody was commenting on the 90FM thing and they said, definitely Darren Conway, because I don't know the other two. But I'm like, actually, I've been knocking around for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not saying in any way that I'm a celebrity, but I'm saying I've been present in the social scene for 20 years. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And
you know what that means? Well, their dad knows who you are, but maybe they don't numerous reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just kidding.
But then you see, like, in Big Brother, people go in, they're like, I don't know who any of these people are. Yeah. I don't even know Fair Britain. I only know. And you're like, actually, like, but another way for people know these people from other things. It's like, I kind of like, I just feel like if you're doing anything that's like, if you're in papers or on TV or if you're doing stuff, like, that's not sitting in the office typing up people's accounts. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
well, we all have to be like bitter and have an opinion. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. And me too. And no, none other than me. But I just think it's very funny, like, what defines, like, the word celebrity doesn't mean like what it used to mean, I think.
No.
Like,
that's
why it's bandied around so much. Like, it's more like a celebrity before would be like, it's like real celebs. Mm-hmm. Get celebs, get real life, get closer. Do you know what I mean? And now it's like everyone's a fucking celeb.
Yeah. Well, that's why now, like, the likes of like these Irish like entertainment websites, they share pictures from launches and they go, well known faces, blah, 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 because they have. Because people are probably going off.
I tell you, one of the things since I started doing drag is like I used to love an Irish celeb.
Yeah,
I just think they're a different breed of like, and being at the Gossies the other night with all those, like, some of those heads have been knocking around for, like, you know, long time, longer than me.
Yeah,
and I find it fascinating because I don't give a shit about any of that. Really, I just think it's all nonsense.
Yeah,
but it's funny the way people take it so seriously, and it's like it means a lot for people to be labelled that. Do you know what I mean? When in actual, what does it actually fucking mean?
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It means fuck all. Like,
some people took it very seriously.
Very seriously. Oh my God. Which I actually think is hilarious.
Yeah. I think we should save that for Patreon. I have lots to say, but I feel
like, are
we going
to give the goss on the gossies?
It needs to be behind a paywall because that's the only way I can be honest. So yes. Okay, we'll do that.
Lucky you said that because I would have just dished it all here.
So yeah, please vote for Davina, obviously.
Yes, do. Because I really want to be known as the best Dublin celebrity.
It just means so much to her. So,
really,
you know,
does.
Head over to 98FM. Happy anniversary, babes. I don't know if you knew it was
an
anniversary today.
Oh, are we not celebrating another anniversary?
We are, yeah.
The Spice Girls? What are we celebrating this week?
We're like Spice Girls.
It's the day when they first picked up the paper of the Stage magazine, and they all around the country at the same time, same day, they all looked at the Gad for Girl band. And that was 250 years ago today. What's with the fucking Spice Girls?
I don't know.
Anniversary. Celebrating literally the blink of an eye.
You know.
This is, well, actually, do you know what they're not celebrating?
New music.
They're not celebrating Christian Horner's texts going viral online.
Tell me everything.
Well.
This is Jerry's husband.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know anything about
Madame Halliwell Horner's. Mm. So basically, Christian Horner allegedly has an employee has made an allegation saying that he was inappropriate, and there was an investigation in Formula One and da da da. And then the investigation came back that there was no wrongdoing done, da da da. Then 2 days later, all these texts and photos were sent out to all the journalists that basically this woman had sent out, that he had sent her chats, you know.
Wow.
So there's pictures all floating around there. Yeah. So apparently he and then it brought up the question, like, they were talking about it on, like, This Morning and stuff, like, is sending cheeky messages, is that defined as cheating? And then people are saying, oh, leave him, Jerry. But then they're saying, because he was married when she met him.
Okay.
And now there's a bit of a backlash going, well, they cheat on you, they cheat with you.
And I think there's no, there's
or
no
they
smoke.
Cheat with you, they cheat on you.
No smoke without fire, you know.
Listen,
things,
like,
escalate.
And I hate to be the one to say this.
Go on.
But I'm going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
If you are wearing white all the time and are going around like a little nanny nun, like, no one wants to ride nanny's nun.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like he fell in love with, like, Jerry, like Jerry Halliwell, the pop star, the, you know, she wore a bit of fucking color. So, like, yeah, get the tits out. Get the, you know, sex yourself up a bit. Uh-huh. You know?
Uh-huh. Or don't marry someone like Christian Horner as well, to be honest. Isn't he one of those Tories come type people? Yeah.
I don't care what he believes in. Like, listen, I've been around the block with like all sorts. I don't just want to hear their political beliefs. I don't want to know. That's not what we're here for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, I was saying to my friend Ian, I was like, I think I am. I think I kind of fancy him. But I don't fancy him.
Okay.
But then I realized what I do fancy. I fancy the power. That's what I was like, I fancy him because he's got money and because he's powerful.
Yeah.
That's what I fancy. I'm like, that's a real turn on.
Yeah.
Because I actually don't like...
I think that's a Simon Cowell effect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you don't fancy Simon Cowell.
No,
but
I like the fact that he's like... I like the attitude. I find that very sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, God.
Like, we're going to have to stop this because like, she's going to have to change her tights in a minute now.
Tights?
Yeah. Well, it's actually the 4-year anniversary of our last episode in a studio, in an actual studio, a real studio.
What is it?
Because this week, 4 years ago, is when everything shut down and your show was cancelled. Oh, I can't believe it's 4 years, did I?
4 years. I remember that like it was yesterday.
I know.
Oh, wow.
And because we are like the Spice Girls, we like celebrating all anniversaries.
God, it was, this is the fourth. And Jesus, that's wild.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Life has never been the same again 4 years later.
Do you think like when we're like older, do you think we'll always, you know, the way old people always talk about like, you know, World War II?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll always talk about COVID?
And we'll always promise to not talk about COVID ever again, but then we'll talk about it.
Well, like, you know the way they're like, old people always used to talk about, like, and you know, they do rations in wartime and how they used to like hang the tea bags on the line to dry them out and like, be like, oh, well, when we had COVID, we shopped online. We bought microphones and lights.
And we started OnlyFans.
Oh, Mrs. started an OnlyFans.
Mrs. did start an OnlyFans.
Do you remember Mrs. starting the OnlyFans hoovering on the stairs?
Yes.
And she was actually the shot I think that inspired it all was the Kerry Katona soapy tits, wasn't
it?
Was the one that would make anyone recreate an OnlyFans.
I think she got some traction there as well, didn't she?
She had about 45 euro.
Not for a McDonald's, it's nothing to be scoffed at. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't, yeah, especially when you're feeding a household.
Come here, you talked about Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
I watched everyone go in and I was like, oh, who are these people? Who are they?
Oh, you're one of them. Oh, not a celebrity in my eyes.
I really was. And then I watched last night and I was like, oh, actually, I think I like this. Yeah. Like, I think I do like this.
Louis Walsh is unhinged.
Unhinged. I feel like he's really going to ruin his career in this house.
I just like, I was watching last night. I was like, just stop talking.
You know?
Just put a pin in it. Just like
see him with the bat.
Oh, up. I loved that.
To be honest, I knew you'd love that. But that, I was like, Davina would do that.
That's my bed. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I think that's my bed.
That is my bed. No, who told you that?
Yeah. But I really, but like, you would have naturally got up because someone was like, oh, sorry. Just like, which is actually fucking genius.
Genius.
That was, and then.
But you'd be better about it afterwards. But then what Louis said to David. Collective Potts. You just be yourself. Ignore any slagging.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so shady.
Ignore if they slag it. And then he said to that one, he said, she said, how did you just, he's like, we just didn't like you. And she was like, you didn't like me. She's like, after 5 minutes, how could you just not like me?
Mrs. O.
And then he's like, oh no, well, I can't say anymore. Can't see anyone. Just like, and he goes, well, it was Sharon's job, but you know, I was just there as assistant. Just totally threw her under
and
the
it was him who decided she was in the Ring of Fire.
He put her back because Sharon hadn't even picked her. He's like, I think we'll put her in this.
But then he goes, what TV show are you on?
Yeah.
he couldn't wait to find out.
But do you know what's so kind of interesting? It's like, you know, there's just no, there's, like, that's not put on.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's too silly.
Yeah.
He's kind of clueless. Like, I'm kind of fascinated to see what way this goes. But I have to say, I actually love a bit of Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, me too. Shouldn't he in there for 5 days because of Ozzy, apparently. He's not up to being on his own, which I'm
that's a lot of bullshit.
I don't know, but apparently she's getting 100 grand a day.
I'd say she was probably like, I'm not looking down the barrel of 3 weeks in this place. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because she would make it to the end. There she is. Tones on.
So sorry.
I did get very excited when I saw Fern come in because I really like Fern.
Fern is a good probing question person.
Did you see straight away?
Yeah. See, I feel like I'd be a bit Fern.
I think you would too.
Wouldn't I? I'd be like, so.
You'd wear that dress too.
What are your weaknesses? I love a probing question.
So she was straight in asking about, you know, the royal stuff with, what's his name? Gary, is it? Mm-hmm. I don't like him.
Gary Goldsmith. I don't actually really like... relatives of celebs. They're not celebs to me. Like, they're not like, I just don't find them interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's they never really dish the dirt properly.
Never.
And they never deliver, but I'd say it was a cheap fill. I'd say it was filler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so too. Some of them I couldn't.
I don't know that girl ZZ. Who's she?
I don't know.
I don't know her.
She couldn't really tell Louis either what TV show she was on. I was like, oh.
I know your one, Lauren from Housewives.
I couldn't stick to that. Did you enjoy Cheshire?
I know, I don't watch Cheshire. I what I do watch sometimes is the fights. So if you do want to watch actually a good fight, watch a good Love and Owl and Pika. Fight from Cheshire. I just watched the fights. They're only about 5 minutes long. And it's these two gays called Nick and Royston. And they're from Cheshire. And they're two hairdressers. And they're proper, like, you know, like Catherine Tate, Derek, you know, me, dear, no, dear. They're very like them, but they're real bitchy. And they fight with all the women.
Love it.
They're really like classic camp queen. So like check Nick and Royston on, and they both had facelifts just recently, which I found them online. Like, I'm totally fascinated.
Are they a couple? Guilt.
Yes.
They kind of look alike, no?
They look like twins, but they're like really of that era, you know, hairdresser showbiz gays.
Yeah.
And they both had matching facelifts.
Gays, stop being boyfriend twins. Just stop. Put a stop to it.
I can't, unfortunately. It's been going for years.
Everyone's been obsessed, obviously, with the Oompa Loompa from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory experience.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, they've been on Good Morning Britain. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all over. People are trying to interview them nonstop. She started a cameo as well.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to do cameo messages as an Oompa Loompa.
That's genius. That's so good. I actually want one now.
She said she doesn't want fame, but then obviously... ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I listen, like, hop in and get a few followers. If she gets a few, like, she'd be doing, like, micro-influencing.
Yeah, she could be going into Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, I'd recognize her more.
She might be up for Best Dublin Celebrity next year.
Oh, my God. Well, one of them is Irish.
One of them is Irish, yeah, and she was straight out with the content. So, like, apparently they turned up and they were like, this is a shit show. Mm. And they were like, we should walk. But then they were like, similar to how we've been at certain gigs.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
The money is kind of good. We should stay. And then it started. It got worse. Mm. The kids were there and they're like, we can't just abandon these kids. So then she's handing out little jellies.
Yeah.
Like little, like rationing the jellies.
I know. I saw that. And there was, did you see when the picture, the one picture that's going on where she's just standing there and it's like all smoke and stuff. And she's supposed to be like in the workhouse.
Yeah.
Like just when I think of it in my head, I just laugh because it's just like.
She was very offended that people were kind of calling her like a bit of a hag. Do you know that kind of way? She was like, I don't look like that at all. Like, and then here she is and she's actually gorgeous. Yeah. But like fucking gas. I would reopen it now. I'd pay to go in and see that now with the unknown.
The unknown. Yeah. There was so much shit behind the mirror.
It looked so bad. And the kids just being like, what the fuck is going on?
I loved though when I heard the kids were crying and the police were called. I would love nothing more to ruin the kids' experience. So good. So funny.
We were talking about Housewives earlier and the hot topic is that Leah from Real Housewives of New York is suing Bravo.
Yes.
And suing Andy.
Bravo, fucking Bravo.
Mm-hmm, because she was sober when she went into the show and she said she was encouraged to drink and they were kind of plying them full of drink is what she's insinuating. And then also that Andy favors the girls who favor a bit of bag basically and would encourage people to do it.
Do you know what? It was all well and good her saying that. However, she was taken back for... She was taken back for the girls' trip. And those scenes were duds. She was a dud on that. That whole season was really bad.
Yeah.
You could tell they were struggling. It was really hard to watch.
Oh, so boring.
And then she was supposed to be brought back as part of Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to be, and then that was scrapped. So she has a bee in her bonnet.
Okay.
So I think that's what that's really about. She's down money. She didn't come off well.
No.
And she strikes me as one of these people that just enjoys being offended.
Yeah.
She's the ultimate kind of like trendy woke person.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, fuck off. Like,
no, it's Housewives.
Like, Housewives actually is 16 years ago. They had their anniversary this week, so of New York, which that was like such an iconic era for reality TV and for Housewives. And to join that show, which, you know, you know what you're getting into.
You absolutely
especially
do.
After it had like, you know, God, she's only like season 13 or something, 14.
And not everyone needs alcohol to kick off and have an opinion. And
you
all
also,
that.
Like, it's you're responsible for yourself. Mm-hmm. No one can pour it down your neck.
No, and nobody made you get naked and throw a tiki torch around the fucking back garden.
I actually fucking hate her.
Mm. Well, she was like, everyone loved her after that one season. And then the second season.
Yeah.
No.
She just struck me as just like a crybaby. Mm-hmm. Just like, if you're not happy, get off the fucking show.
Yeah.
Just leave, walk out.
And Bethany Frankel is not helping any of this. Like,
no, which, what is the bee in her bonnet?
I don't know.
She is fuming. Now, there is rumors going around that she had pitched a couple of shows and that things didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
And she had a bee in her bonnet about that. Then she kind of turned on them. So I don't really know, but she's definitely, like, she used to summer with Andy and they'd be hanging out in the Hamptons and now all that. Now, apparently, Andy Cohen is the fucking devil. And. Yeah, and so what if he's doing a bit of fucking doing whatever he wants in his own studio? Do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think to call, so if someone is doing something in their private time, that's no one's business.
It's also quite dangerous when you've got kids and stuff like that to make those kind of accusations. You'd want to be taking that very seriously before throwing that around. Do you know what I mean?
What I'd say there is, I'd say they'll pay her off and that'll be the end of that.
Ugh, I hope she doesn't get a penny.
Yeah.
We're going to transfer to our journalist department next because Davina is reporting live on Wendy Williams' documentary. Oh. I've seen none of it. You've watched all of it.
I have.
I know nothing. What's going on with Wendy?
How you doing?
Wendy has left a huge hole, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody was as outspoken, didn't give a fuck.
No.
And correct a lot of the time. Sometimes inappropriate, but like.
Yeah, like I think Wendy, she always said, like, the show was like, say it like you mean it. Mm. And she kind of did. She just didn't give a fuck. And I liked that about her. A lot of people didn't like her because she was very outspoken.
Okay.
And she was very, like, what's the word? Caustic, I suppose you would say. So she was very kind of like Marmite, you love her or hate her. But I just loved the kind of like the theatrics of it all. It was just, it was very bitchy queen. But I wouldn't like. But also, it was like, so she did kind of cross the line sometimes, you know, when she would say things like, you know, like, remember she said something about Britney Spears and she said, death to them all.
Just
like, you know, there was certain times you're like, fuck Wendy, what is going on?
Yeah.
But then there was other times just when, like, the Omarosa, when there was like, you know, the scathing, like, if you haven't seen Omarosa and Wendy Williams, you need to Google it, like, where they have a full blown, like, Jesus, what a brief hiatus. I have to tell you, girls, we just had a terrible technical issue. Or as they say in Brighton, with testicle issues. Is no track queens always say, sorry, we're having some brief testicle issues. Oh, sorry there. These things happen on live TV. With live TVs. Basically, Victoria let the batteries die.
I did, yeah. Thank God it saved before the batteries died.
Because I was not saying all that again.
Oh my God. How long were we talking?
You always... 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that was 10 minutes. Say, well, we weren't fucking going
10 minutes,
we'll
never get back. Literally.
10 minutes. Anyway, we were talking
about Wendy.
About Wendy.
Yes.
Lovely Wendy.
So, well, it's lovely to some. So the thing about Wendy is, the one thing that strikes me with this whole thing is people, I know she did say some kind of cutting things and she was kind of nasty about people's marriages and so, and she did, and listen, but also, she who was, you know, not seen to cast the first stone.
Everyone's saying it at home anyway.
But people are saying it.
Yeah.
And she just said it out publicly. But I think it's really wrong for people to say, oh, karma, now she's finally getting what she deserves. Because reality, nobody deserves that.
No.
And to watch it was a really hard watch. And you could totally tell that something is not right. And she's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, kind of like a form of dementia. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's not actually Alzheimer's dementia, but it's a form of dementia. It's actually the same dementia that Bruce Willis has.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
And
how awful, by the way. I think that's one of my biggest fears.
Dementia.
Yeah.
My granny had that before, and my granddad got a little bit senile, but not like, my granny was way worse with it. She didn't live that long to kind of get to the point. So, but what she probably kind of had a very similar dementia to this, because sometimes she was fine and other times she wasn't. And sometimes she was very aggressive. Their personality can totally change. So you'd be very aggressive.
Mm. So scary. They must be scared themselves.
I don't know if they're actually fully aware of what's going on. I think sometimes they feel like that they're confused. And I think that's when the chemicals in the brain can kind of create that. So it's really, really hard to watch anyone going through that. And it's really hard to watch people around.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. So I had a lot of empathy ideal thing for her, because I feel like, and I think the whole thing with the husband, when her husband fucked her over like that, she hit the bottle. And it's, of course, they said as well that this can be brought on by excessive drinking.
Okay.
So, because it can, like, alcohol obviously damages your brain, and mm-hmm. long term it can have like effects. And I think this helped a lot. So I think she was hitting the bottle to kind of get over all that shit that was going on. And she had addiction problems before, so it's all a bit of a perfect storm, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was really hard to watch, and it was 4 hours long.
Oh my god!
So it was like two hours sections. I just actually happened to turn it on by chance because I forgot it was on. I turned it on Sunday, and it showed me the two episodes.
Is her money safe? Is somebody looking after her?
Well, Wells Fargo wouldn't let her at the money, and the court appointed an independent guardian. They wouldn't let her family be the guardian.
Okay.
And the family wanted to be, so they put this kind of other person in charge of it. Mm. She couldn't get to her money. So yeah, so it's all very complicated. So now the family are trying to get back to become the guardian. I think it's because of stuff that happened with Britney and stuff like that. But this has been going on for you know,
ages.
For many years in America.
Mm.
So yeah, it's like, I think just culturally, I think it's a very interesting documentary to watch.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scene in it though, it felt really sad.
Go on.
Where she, Blac Chyna came to visit her.
And
Blac
I saw Chyna, a clip on Twitter of this.
Blac Chyna came to visit her, and she said, Wendy always kept it real with me. And she was actually quite horrible about Blac Chyna on the show.
Okay.
But they ended up kind of coming in. She came to the show and they became kind of friendly. But Wendy basically has no friends. And wow. She had no one kind of like, unless she was paying them, there was no one really around. So she was sitting in that gorgeous apartment in Manhattan, really on her own. No family. Family are all in Florida. She's in New York. Her husband's left her. Like, it's actually very sad.
Well, that is awful.
And Blac Chyna is sitting there with her, and she has, you know, I think it's lymphedema she has, and it's like her feet swell up. That's why she couldn't wear heels on the show.
Okay.
Her legs are very swollen, and she keeps getting her feet out and showing the feet. And she took her wig off, and she just looked like, just so vulnerable.
Okay.
You know, she was like stripped back, no wig, like her feet looked like really, they looked really sore, but she said there's no pain. And Blac Chyna was just kind of looking at it. It was just very, very.
How was Chyna? She came across quite well.
She came across really. She said, listen, I'm always there for you. And if you ever want to, she was very genuine. And I really felt like Wendy needed that.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, on a human level,
mm-hmm.
nobody deserves that.
Yeah.
No, I think when someone's gone through something, whatever it is, and I know people can say, well, she said this and she said that, but it's just very hard to, I found very hard personally to watch anyone go through that.
Yeah.
Even if it was someone that I didn't particularly like, it's mm-hmm. just not nice to see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing about it is, it could be anyone, it could be any of us.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully she's got the money anyway that she can actually access and take proper care of herself.
Yeah. And then other people, I was actually tweeting about it live, and a lot of people were saying, please, I don't buy it. It's just convenient that she's got now this condition. They're just trying to stop Kevin getting her money because there was no prenup. This is a bit of a conspiracy. I don't know if this is true. This is people like online on Twitter that were replying to me.
Because
mm-hmm. I was like, have some compassion. And people are like, nope. She's like, basically people are really staunch. They're like, they either hate her or they love her. And to be honest, I just enjoyed her, and I don't have a dog in the fight. So I'm like, but I just don't like seeing her.
You've always been a fan. Come here, question for you. What would you do if your ma robbed your fella and then went on to marry him?
I'd be more shocked I had a fella.
Have you heard about Miley Cyrus's sister and mother and what's happening there now?
No.
Okay, so this is interesting.
Oh.
Noah Cyrus,
yeah,
who's
I know,
a singer
I know
as well.
Yeah.
Not really my bag of music, but
what's
quite popular, was dating Dominic Purcell from...
What's the vibe?
Oh, it's like...
singer-songwriter.
Ethereal, like kind of, you know, not ooky spooky, but like, you know, kind of like... That kind of ethereal vibe. Anyway, like folk maybe a bit.
Okay.
Would that be right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Anyway, so apparently Noah was seeing Dominic Purcell, who you might remember from Prison Break. Do you remember Prison Break, that TV show? He was the muscly, shaved head fella, right?
Nummies.
She's licking her fingers. And that finished. And then a while later, the ma... makes a play for this fella.
Oh.
And the ma's after marrying Dominic Purcell. And Noah was not at the wedding. So all of this, by the way, is, you know, people are filling in the gaps, but Noah allegedly wasn't invited to the wedding. And there's all sorts of drama going on in between the family now because of this.
Wow, that's
Tish
it.
Is the man's Tish, name, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to hear Patricia. Patricia the stripper. That's so crazy.
I'm clued to it. Like,
you know what
clued.
This made me think of straight away? Reminded me of years ago in EastEnders. Mm-hmm. This is, do you remember when Tiffany Mitchell, played by Martine McCutcheon?
Yes. Yeah.
And you remember she had her mother was played by this woman who looked like Lulu back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
Her name was Louise.
Yes.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
And Tiffany was with Grant Mitchell, mm-hmm. brother of Phil Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And Louise was riding Grant on the side.
Gas.
And it was, I think it was, as always, like New Year's Eve, or, you know, it's like...
It's Christmas time. Yeah.
It's a party. And Tiffany's down in the bar and she's doing conga line.
Of course she is.
I actually did, like, this just came into my head because I only saw a clip came up on YouTube. So I watched it. It was only like 5 minutes long. And Louise sees Grant come back and he goes upstairs. He's checking on the baby.
Okay.
He's in the room and she walks in. She's like, you weren't going to tell Tiffany about us and all this. And meanwhile, Tiffany goes, I'm going to check on the baby. And she goes in to pick up the baby monitor and she hears it all. And then she's just standing at the end of the stairs crying. And they're like, she's like, I wanted you. And they're like saying how much they want to ride each other. And Tiffany's just standing at the end of the stairs. And I was like, boom, 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 boom. So yeah,
I really fancied Grant Mitchell, by the way.
Well, looking back on that, because that was like from the 90s, I was like, I kind of did as well.
Yeah.
But actually, in reality, I didn't.
You did.
I like a hard man.
Okay.
No, you don't. You know, I like someone. I like a bit of power, and I like a little bit of someone that just says it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've many types.
You definitely do.
No, I do. I do.
Camille, we obviously updated about our Pride. If anyone didn't see, we announced the amazing Katie Price is coming. Now, I think lots of people are unsure if she's going to sing, if she's not going to sing.
She is singing.
Yeah. She is singing. Me and Davina are fans of the music. We really like it. We saw her actually at the Gossies when we were talking to her. But again, we're going to save that for our Patreon. It's juicy. And also, I want to get into when she was here a couple of years ago doing your show. But yeah, so our full Pride lineup is out there. It's Jedward, Katie Price, Tiara Sky. I keep saying fake Taylor Swift, but it's Taylor Mania is what they're known as. You can grab them now on Ticketmaster.ie. It's €29 plus booking fees.
Yeah, get on it. It's like under £30. Get your Pride sorted now.
Yeah.
Because I know there's going to be just a big mad rush to like just get on top of it. Paddy's Day is just around the corner and then it's going to be Pride before you know it.
And just to put it out there, we don't want to post about this. So the quicker you can just snap them up, the better. So that we don't have to annoy you on Instagram. That would be lovely.
Plan your Pride pop party.
I was in Cork last weekend.
Lovely.
With Spencer and Vogue.
Oh, yes.
And I have to say, they put me up in a lovely hotel. Mm-hmm. Right, check into the hotel. And I was like, oh, this is lovely.
What hotel was it? Can I say?
Clayton. Yeah, okay. Clayton. And so I didn't want to moan to any of them about it. But I was like, I knew how much they'd paid for the room. Mm. I check into the room and there's a lovely window. Open the window. The window overlooks like basically where everyone is seated, like having coffee and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, I'm about to tuck in this room. Yeah, I'm about to do all sorts in this room. But then I was going, Ireland is such a fucking ripoff. Mm. You have a lovely window. A window of what? The internal.
Oh, so you're facing inside?
Inside the hotel.
Oh, no.
I know.
I stayed there before, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I stayed there years ago. That I'm just only have to come back to me now. And it was because I remember that it was just such a weird shape hotel.
Lovely, real nice hotel. But Jesus, Ireland is... like, why is anyone coming here on holidays?
I know. And why is there so many fucking hotels?
Don't know.
Like it's crazy. There's actually a new hotel after opening up right behind Dublin Castle as well. Do you know right beside the back of the Radisson?
No.
There's another new hotel.
Gas.
Brand. And there's like there's another one right beside that again.
It's like fucking drag brunch at the moment for hotels.
It is. Yeah, I'd say that a lot. Actually, I'd sell Cork is getting a big redevelopment plan all down by the docks.
Oh, what's happening?
You know, when you're driving into Cork, they have all like, it's obviously like where they used to, like the mills and stuff used to be there. Mm. So all the silos and stuff are being demolished and they're doing, probably building more hotels. Just like. But yeah, I saw the plans. Looks really nice.
Oh, well, hopefully it's done in time for Paul to host Cork Pride in August.
I love it when Paul comes in on the boogie. Vroom, vroom, vroom. My favorite video ever.
I do love that video.
It's so funny. Yeah. But you know, it always, it reminds me, because like when I grew up around like Grand Canal Ringsend and stuff, like all like the Boland's Mill and stuff that used to be there, like they're all gone. Mm. And I used to love coming into Cork because it kind of just used to remind me. of like
of just, where you live.
Yeah, like just that old kind of industrial side of Ireland. Like I loved all that. Like when I was growing up around the Docklands, there was nothing there. Like absolutely nothing. And like where Bord Gáis Energy Theatre is, you know, like right at the side of Bord where the Marco Hotel is, that street is called Misery Hill.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's called Misery Hill because all the lepers used to be sent down there to die.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So they basically, it was like a little leper colony. So basically everyone was like, it's all like the contagious disease. So everyone was riddled. Like
there's no connection between leprechaun and leper, is there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
Remind me again, what's a leper?
A leper is like someone that has leprosy. It's like it's a disease.
From not eating like fruit and veg and stuff?
No, it's like leprosy is like a contagious disease. It's literally, it's like leprosy is like horrific. It's like from biblical times. Like it's been around, like the lepers, like, and it was, there's no cure for it. It still is leper colonies in Africa and stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It still exists.
So that like, because I grew up not far away from Leopardstown and the rumor was that was called that. Because
that's what I was going to say. That was like Leper's Town, and over the years it had transformed to Leopardstown.
Into a very overpriced place now.
Well, yeah, no, that's true. But yeah, no, it's that's true. Yeah,
that's fucking that is wild.
But I love like all that area. There was nothing there. Nobody wanted to live there. But I like, there used to be this amazing, like there's actually one left now, a gasometer, like near kind of where I live. It's like, used to like store all the gas for like, and there's signs on it that actually says like British Gas Company 1860, whatever. And then there was another big gas silo down opposite like where the convention center was. Mm-hmm. But there was nothing on those docks. Like, and Cork was slightly kind of, I used to come into it and it had that kind of industrial feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I miss that. Like we seem to be losing our character.
Bring back the lepers is what you're really saying.
Yeah, bring back the lepers. Yeah. Oh, so funny.
Cork, when I was walking through the day, they had those, remember that like they'd put all these outdoor options during COVID, like the little bubbles and stuff like that. And I remember looking and being like, I'm so jealous, Dublin shite, we're getting none of that. And as I was walking past them, I was kind of chuckling to myself because they're all hanging to bits now. They're like, they have not been upkept in any way. And I was like, people thought it was so glamorous to be sitting in this little like dome.
I quite like Cork. Cork is probably my favorite place outside of Dublin.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Like city-wise. If I had to rate my cities,
definitely, there you go. Yeah. Davina recommends.
Yeah. We do a rating.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I like Dublin, obviously.
Okay.
Then I would say Cork.
Yeah.
Then I would say Galway.
Okay.
Then I would say Waterford.
I knew you were going to say Waterford.
Actually, no, I would leave Waterford last. And then I would say Belfast.
Okay. I love a trip up to Belfast. And then I go after there, possibly, I love Athlone and near that.
They're not cities.
No, I know. And you just said places that you like.
Cities, I said.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just.
I like Athlone.
But also.
I like Newgrange.
Waterford is not a.
It is a city.
It's a town now.
It's been demoted?
Yeah.
All right, well then Belfast's last.
So I would go
back. That actually made it easier because I didn't really want to pick Waterford at all, if I'm being honest.
So Belfast, Cork, and then probably Galway, but only because Galway's so overpriced. Like you get these tiny shoebox hotel rooms for about €500.
I know. But ultimately, I just don't want to leave Dublin. Sorry, girls.
You're going to enjoy one of my rotters. So, Kimira, I have to do a little shout out because one of our patrons reached out. We know... and we're only doing shout outs for patrons. If you're not a patron, don't ask. The lovely Shane Rafferty.
Oh yeah, got in touch, Shane.
And he's been working behind the scenes on some Emerald Warriors stuff that's coming up.
Oh, exciting.
So first is this Saturday, the Emerald Warriors, it's Watch with the Warriors. It's Ireland versus England, 4 p.m. doors, and I think kickoff is 4:45. You do have to purchase a little ticket, but it is €15 and includes two drinks at the bar and a slice of hot fresh pizza.
I thought I was going to say so hot fresh what? I was like, with the Emerald Warriors going fresh about it.
And then, oh, by the way, we had a chuckle because he said Davina's going to tell me exactly what she thinks of these, and I was like, she will.
I will. I you know, Shane, of course I will.
And then their annual competition, which is called Queen of the Warriors,
I'm so excited.
We love it. It is the 7th of April, also in the George. Now, if you don't know about it, it's basically 10 of the Warriors get in drag that day.
I'm judging.
And they compete. Oh, fab.
I'm judging, so yeah.
Okay, love it. Okay, I think I am too. It's the... Again, go to the Warriors page And you'll find all the links for that. But that's happening on the 7th of April.
I mean, that's one of my favorite days out of the year. I remember we came to do it last year. Mm. It was me, Shirley and Dolly. And Dolly just didn't show up.
Yes.
She said that she forgot about it. She never put it into her diary. Mm-hmm. My guess is she was a sleepy Susie.
She was definitely sleeping.
Sleepy Susie. But the queue was out the door. And that was at like 4 o'clock. So it's a great event. It's a money for the club. And yeah, it's
so fun.
I absolutely love it. And you know what? For some reason, mentally, it feels like it's the start of summer.
Yeah. And it lets all the Warriors get their inner divas out as well.
And their freshly waxed arseholes.
Oh my God.
There's always arseholes. Why is there always an arsehole?
Literally.
And a sexy negligee.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to shave that heavily, Warriors, okay?
My favorite Warriors are the older Warriors that kind of are a bit rough around the edges.
On stage?
Yeah. They're my favorites.
I just love to see someone have a bit of fucking crack and drag.
I'm totally there for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a little shout out. In the meantime, we're going to take a little break and we'll come back with some conspiracy theories. Ooh.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, and we're back, and we are back. Now, there's one thing that us two gals love to do, and that is to ponder and to kind of, so what do you think?
Yeah.
Analyze.
And
analyze
sometimes, this. Less on the pod, but sometimes in real life, we create a narrative.
Yeah. Actually, it's more of a blank statement.
And then it's fact. Whether it's real or not.
And even sometimes she would text you something that would just be so outrageous. And I'd just be like, well, just hell, because it's just like, well, that's the way it is. Sorry.
That's it now. That's like, it. Yeah. You know, your dad's your mad. It's
yeah, your
fine.
Mad's your dad. And your dad is your mom. Sorry. That's just how it is.
So this is all inspired by, obviously, everyone is talking about Princess Kate at the moment.
Yes.
My friend Russell thinks that she definitely had some dodgy, you know, work done, like either a little facelift, BBL, something like that. I like that theory though.
Okay.
Like, Kate coming back snatched, you know what I mean? Maybe huge knockers.
They're not even allowed to wear nail varnish.
Are they not?
No, royals aren't allowed to wear nail varnish.
What if it was a little facelift though, and it didn't sit very well? Remember when Cheryl got too much Botox and like filler?
And she blamed the filters.
Yeah, and I was like, sure, bitch.
So people think that she's gone off to have a bit of work done.
Yes.
There's also stories going around that that apparently she wants out of the marriage and that she has having some kind of breakdown and she's like, I want out.
Okay.
And that's what's really going on.
And that he's got a mistress on the side.
That there's divorce talk.
Right.
But then there's other people saying that there's actually like health operations that she could have had that would have taken time.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened the other day, they seemed to shove her in a car and make her drive past a camera.
Was that her?
A picture came up. Yeah, and she had sunglasses on. The hair was all down.
I'm not being smart, but that looked like Meredith Marks.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did.
Well, that lends itself well to a conspiracy coming up. Okay. So I don't know what happened with her, but Twitter has all the theories and I have been fucking devouring them. Like devouring. Obviously, everyone in the royal family at the moment is having a little day off here or there, apparently. Yeah. Everyone is on leave at the moment.
On leave.
Yeah. Like they put in their annual leave request.
Yeah.
They're taking a sick day. You know, they're putting their feet up. They're watching Housewives and they're ordering Domino's pizza.
Oh my God. I tell you, like, I would be a great royal.
Why'd you say that?
I'm just born to do it.
You like diamonds and champagne?
Yeah, just, and I love kind of going, whoa, 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 whoa.
See, like, I would hate to be a royal. I'd hate to have to do all that. Like appearances, they're counting how many appearances they've all done versus how many like the Queen did and Prince Philip.
Actually, do you know what I thought? Like I'd like to be one of those struck off royals that just kind of hangs around the palace.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to like she, no, she did something really dodgy, so she can't be around. Like, okay. I would actually be like a bad royal on purpose.
You're a bad royal already.
I'm
going to throw some quick ones at you.
Okay.
Like, and then we'll get into the more juicy ones. So people think that Jay-Z's a time traveler because this is a picture.
This one. This
from 1939. Oh. It's so dumb. Like, it's so dumb.
And then they're like, they claw back some of the lyrics of some of the songs and just like.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Justin Bieber, a reptile shapeshifter. And well, there's all this kind of. There's a lot theory. Of this.
Do you ever see your man, David Icke?
No.
So David Icke is. This is a bit of a matter. So David Icke was a football player, I think it was like for Fulham, maybe back in like the 80s.
Okay.
Professional footballer. And he went on to Terry Wogan one night, and he basically said that he was like the second coming of God.
Oh my God.
This is all on YouTube, so you can check this out. And everyone was laughing at him, and Terry Wogan was basically like, they're all laughing at you. They're not like kind of with you. And since then, he's come out with all these mad conspiracy theories about how reptilians are ruling the world, and all these, you know, the Rothschilds and all, you know, these big families are reptilian, and that the royals, like basically like, what is it they're saying? The royals harvest like young babies and basically like drink their blood and all this mad shit, like absolutely mental, but they're all based on this reptilian shapeshifting, and anyone that's in the kind of Illuminati, but it's just bonkers. But it's like, listen to it, you're just like, what am I fucking listening to?
It's like Jim Corr himself was in the room writing the fucking fan fiction.
So funny. So yeah, so that reptilian thing has been going around for a while, and then there's actually, right, you have to watch this video, it's so funny. There's like on YouTube, it's like reptilian shapeshifts live on TV, right? And they had this man being interviewed. I can't remember who it was. It's just YouTube. This is so fucking stupid. Uh-huh. The man is sitting there being interviewed, and then I'll just say, did you notice? His eyes went from normal to reptile. Oh, and it's just like, what? He didn't know, is it like anything? It's just so actually nuts. But yeah, reptiles are ruling the world.
Apparently. There's loads of conspiracies about fake deaths of Steve Jobs, Tupac, Michael Jackson, all of those. But then the ones that really got me are, like, this made me chuckle, Lord is a middle-aged woman. She's not actually a person who's 27 years of age. And the reasons being, look at her dancing. How would she not be a middle-aged woman?
I believe that one. That is like, that's on the money.
And then they put in these clips of Lord dancing like a ye olden Lord.
Did you ever see, there's another one as well, that Michael Jackson is still alive.
Okay.
And he went to his own funeral.
Oh.
But and they zoomed in on this person at the funeral who's just, so YouTube this one also, it's so funny. It's like Michael Jackson's still alive at his own funeral.
Fuck.
Yeah. And it's just someone who just looks really strange sitting at the funeral. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, this Avril Lavigne one is dead.
Well, where would this have come from?
I find
this so bizarre.
Well, your mate Joanne is actually releasing a podcast about this, so I'm going to get stuck into that. She's doing a BBC Sounds podcast about the conspiracy theory just about Avril Lavigne. It's a couple of episodes long, so I'm going to get stuck into that this week. But they're saying that she was replaced after her first album because she died, and her stand-in Melissa, who was her body double for certain things, took over. And they said, but you can tell, like, she completely is totally different, and
Melissa Lavigne.
Yeah, Melissa
Lavigne.
That
is so crazy.
I know.
I love that.
Fucking gas.
What do you think about the obviously one of the biggest ones is like the Roswell crash and the alien body out in the Nevada desert in, I was going to say Studio 54, but it's Area 51.
I believe it.
Do you?
I just don't think we've existed this long.
But do you think that an alien, craft crashed there? And that they have do you think they have a body or something out there? Because that's what they're saying. They're saying, like, I think they use the site to like observe things, because it's like obviously like the desert and it's like a good space because it wouldn't be much smog or anything. So they can kind of see the sky and it's a bit better. But do you reckon that they have stuff there?
I think Cher's long lost cousin from a planet far, far away landed there and is in there. Like, has something happened? Why is it a restricted area? Like, something went on. Well,
it's a military base. Yeah, so I think.
But still, like, there's more to it now.
Well, they did. They came out and they said that they you know, obviously now they are saying that there is unidentified flying objects actually buzzing around. Like, they came out, the government, and they did say that, but they didn't actually kind of elaborate on what. They don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know if. I'm just such a nosy bitch. Like, I'd love to fucking know.
I don't
just
think, like, we're going to know in our lifetime.
I don't know if there is anything there. I don't think there is. I think they just, I don't know.
My nephew's obsessed with the solar system at the moment. And he's been telling me, like, by the way, he's 3.5. He knows an insane amount. And the more he talks about it, I'm like, there's definitely something out there. Like, there has to be something out there.
Well, it's just, such a drop in the ocean when you think of it. Like,
100%.
We're like one universe. It's like there's fucking many, many out there. So
there's some rich billionaire at the moment working on figuring out how to survive on another planet.
I don't know if I want to know if there's anything out there. Like, I actually don't know if I want to know. I feel like we're going to come to an end of, like, I feel like there's been civilizations before us. I feel like we're going to come to our end and then another one will start again.
The only thing that will last after we're all far gone is plastic bags.
And people from swords.
I was going to say synthetic drag wigs.
But yeah, they'll definitely live on. Imagine people, you know, like you do nowadays.
People from swords.
Fuck, why is it with people from fucking swords? You do any kind of fucking event, there's always fucking someone from swords.
Yeah, it's so far everywhere. Away, girl.
Swords. It's like they'll be doing like Neolithic digging and they'll find fucking like a leap card for the 41 swords. Fucking nuts.
Oh. That's so random. Okay, come here. I also have Beyonce's pregnancy. This is twofold, okay? Firstly,
pardon the pun.
There was a theory that Solange is actually Beyonce's child, right? Yeah. And they're saying that basically that Solange is actually 5 years younger than the age that she's saying she is.
Oh.
But that Beyonce is actually 10 years older than the age she is, because there's only five years between them. And that means Beyonce would be old enough to be her mother.
And I bet you the add-on is that Beyonce's father is that they always know. I just drew that in there, but that's these things.
Well, it's facts now.
It's fine. These things just throw out legs. But do you know the other one as well? You know, like with Daniel O'Donnell and Margot. They always say that, like, Margot is his mother. And this rumor went around for ages.
Oh my God.
This is closer to home. It's not very Beyonce, but it's like Beyonce O'Donnell. And so there's like people are just like, just because I think it's when people are doing things in the same industry and kind of look alike and there's no kind of tie. It's like people just throw this out. But like, that's just, especially in this day and age, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
With the baby bump bending in
the
half.
The bending baby bump.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty... I've never seen... Like, listen, if you're listening to this and you've been pregnant and your belly is folded like that, let us know. But I've never seen that. They always look so solid, no?
I also think, though, I do think there was a bit of a kind of taboo around surrogacy, I think, as well.
Mm.
There is... But I just don't understand... Oh, I don't know. Like, I've never been pregnant, so I don't know what it's like, but I feel like the pressure on women...
Have you not?
No.
Even orally?
If I could naturally be pregnant, you know, I would have been pregnant many times. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I would have been pregnant many times. I'd probably be pregnant right now.
Okay. We also have Stevie Wonder can actually see. That's a conspiracy theory. There was a clip where Paul McCartney was walking past him and Paul knocked off a microphone stand.
Yeah.
And it starts to fall. And who catches it?
Oh,
Stevie Wonder.
That'd be fucking genius.
And there was lots of music around and people were like, how did Stevie Wonder know? Now, we do know that when you lose one sense, all the rest of your senses become really much more heightened. So I'm sure it's something around that.
Speaking of extra senses and sixth senses, did I ever tell you about the time that there was a psychic in the front lounge doing tarot cards?
No.
And we went in there one Sunday for a drink. This is years ago, about 20 years ago. And there was one, her name was Mary. And it's like, you know, Mary, tarot cards by Mary, and she had,
just acknowledge you still call it the front lounge, obviously.
The
yeah.
front lounge, yeah. It was yeah.
Street 66. Funny,
and we were having a Sunday drink. We were giddy girls. We were sitting there, and we were saying, "Look at Mary, she's doing her tarot." And she was doing. She had like little people were coming up to her. "Can I do your cards?" And she had a number out, so you could call and make an appointment. And April called the number. We were sitting across, and she says, "Hi, is that Mary?" And Mary's like, yes. And she said, do you know who this is? And she goes, no. And she goes, Todd, we're psychic.
Could you see Mary's reaction?
Yeah, she just was like, oh, I think she was like, it was Sunday. We were like, look, but she probably knew it was us. We were howling laughing in the corner. Ah,
gas. Roxy Tumbledry, that's after reminded me, she sent me a clip where she did a prank phone call to the boiler house.
Oh my gosh.
And she rang the boiler house.
She's great for the pranks.
Great. The voice, I didn't even recognize the voice. She rang the boiler house and said, I was in there last night and there was a couple of us and we were all having a good time and I seem to have misplaced my false teeth. I'm just wondering, have they been handed in? And the guy on the phone, quick as a flash, he basically said, we actually have quite a lot that have been handed in of false teeth. You'll have to come in and we'll have to measure them to see which ones are yours. And I was like, good on you. So apparently she's doing weekly prank phone calls on her new pod.
Oh,
so
very good. Yeah,
I have to check that out. But whoever, I'd say the boiler house have gotten it all. They're not fucking about.
They have heard it. But sure, like, you've often been in the George, and the George get prank phone calls and
do they?
All the time. Yeah. Like, not, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be. But yeah, I always think as well.
Who from?
I would say people like, you know, a lot of people struggling with their sexuality. People like, come on, we ring the George, because it's really like the gay place. And a lot of them just want to have contact with a gay space, you know? Well, listen, I think that's all our conspiracy theories. I think there is. Have we gone through them all?
Yeah, I mean, there's other silly ones. Like, people think that Keanu Reeves is an immortal vampire because he doesn't age. But then people might think that about us as well, obviously, clearly.
Well, listen, that's because he goes to Kerry Hanafee as well.
And Katy Perry, people believe that she's actually JonBenet Ramsey.
Actually, I used to think you were JonBenet Ramsey at times. Some of the shit you fucking wear.
The overgrown one. Come here, before we take a little break, I want to do a quick shout out for some Patreon. So if you want to hear our extra episode this week, we're going to be talking about the Gossies. We're going to be giving you the juice on Katie Price. You can head over to patreon.com/pennylittlethingspod. And let's do a shout out for Daryl Doyle and Quaylon Kelly.
Double D, Daryl Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
And Quaylon Kelly. Very good. Welcome aboard, ladies.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after this.
With our Waters of the Week. And we're back. Oh, hey, actually, I'm back. I got to the loo. I thought I was going to wet myself. I was like, yeah, what's the conspiracy theory there? That's terrible. All right, please, I'm going to piss myself.
Okay, everyone, it is time for everyone's favorite time of the week. It is...
Well, first off, I think I was thinking of a rather word, and one word, I was working at the Future Beauty Show this week and there was a lot of skincare brands. Mm. I was having a little mooch around to see what was going on. And you know what word I actually hate?
Go on.
Sebum.
Sebum? What does that even mean?
Sebum is like excess oil on the skin, but I always just think of semen, right? Oh. So when someone's going, you know what, you have extra sebum on your skin, or, you know, a lot of sebum around here, I'm just going, this woman talking about skincare, she's talking about semen on her face. And I just think about, then when I think about semen, I was thinking about like, there was semen stains. It just sounds very like, it doesn't sound sexy at all. It sounds very medical, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Semen.
DJ Semen Dowling.
Semen Dowling.
Okay, my runner word this week is actually staycation.
Staycation.
Staycation annoys the fuck out of me. Staycation annoys the fuck out of me because you're trying to make something sound
exciting.
Exciting. That potentially maybe isn't. I love a little break. I'll go fucking anywhere.
Where was your best staycation?
Oh, God. Okay.
Athlone. You love Athlone.
I love Athlone, girls. Oh, I love Athlone. Do you know what? I really did love that. What is the one? It's not the one that's run by Press Up. It's the one that's the other side of the lake called. So I absolutely love the Wineport Lodge.
Oh, yeah.
Hardly any kids. Lovely little, like, chilled. Oh, the food was lovely. Actually, the staff in the restaurant, great crack. Actually, when the first time I went, some of the Aer Lingus crew were working there because they were off at the time. And we had such a laugh there.
The owners of that used to run the George.
No way.
Yeah, when the George went into Nama.
The two rays.
When they used to run the George when from like 2009 till it was bought by the Mercantile.
Oh my God, do we get discount?
Yeah, they used to give us discount. I, like, at the time, I wasn't really up for staycations.
Oh yeah,
fair. We could actually leave the country.
You'd love it. It's really nice. Oh, and they do a great steak though.
I have to say, Inchidani is
Where's
beautiful.
That?
It's in West Cork. Mm. That is beautiful. And it's like the 5-star hotel. It's like right on the beach. Mm-hmm. And it's stunning. Like, it's actually like, it's the hospitality is like top. It feels like if you were an American person coming to Ireland, that's the Irish experience you'd want to have.
Didn't you come to the castle? Do you remember one New Year's Eve we rented a big castle? Did you come to that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, one time we rented a big haunted vibe castle for New Year's Eve. That was quite fun. But as a tall girl.
No.
It's not quite ideal, girls.
She's like Hagrid in a medieval setting.
Very that.
Okay, let's go to the rotters.
Okay, I've got a few this week. I'm going to kick things off with...
I haven't been really rotted this week, just to say so.
I have three, so okay. I'll make up for you. Okay, DJs that talk on the mic in straight venues.
Oh, yes.
I was at a straight
venue. Actually, any venue.
I don't mind a small, like if you have to announce something or like...
No, but it's just that constant.
Constant. Oh my God.
My family were away actually on holidays. They actually went to Gran Canaria as a little group just a few weeks ago, and they went to one of the drag bars.
Oh yeah.
And they said they couldn't stand the constant talking on the microphone.
Okay.
Music up, music down, music up, music down.
Yeah.
And just constant, just shy talking. They actually left because it was so bad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely an English thing for sure. They do that in the bars over in England all the time. I don't get it. Like, and I think that some of them try and be funny and slag people on the like, it's like a like comedy hour kind of vibe. But like, if I'm going to hear music, I want to hear music.
Yeah.
Don't
and
really
it's
care.
It's the up and down, up and down. It's like, it is very annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying. So like that is top of my rotters list this week.
Well, I only have one real rotter this week because I've actually just been too busy to be rotted, to be honest. I've been rotted by my own existence, to be honest. But one thing is that obviously we had a bit of snow last week.
Yes.
We had like an instant kind of like, snowstorm and people doing sexy photo shoots in the snow.
Yeah, that's a really good one, to be honest.
Is it?
Oh God, yeah.
I saw
the snow. The snow is dirty. And
that's what I was going to say. Like, let this be said. That's not snow. It's slush. You're actually in your backyard rolling around in slush. And let's not forget what's under that slush. Probably dog shit.
Especially if you're Winnie as that.
Yeah, literally like bigger than any human shite you'd ever see. Do you know what I mean?
Hers big, are they?
I know they're actually not, to be honest, like for the size of her.
Okay.
Like sometimes like, she could surprise you and she could do like, and I know this is terrible. I'm like, I don't mean this sound as bad, but if she's after having one of like her epileptic fits, after a fit, she'll have the shite of her life.
Oh wow.
And it will be huge. Like literally like how could all that come out of one dog, like an elephant shit. And then when she's just normal, she's like tottering around. She just has like these, she sometimes it looks like droppings. So you know what?
It's all like dog shit. Well, she's on a very restricted diet. So
yes. So
I mean, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Okay. My next order is you're in a restaurant.
Yes.
You're spending a bit of cash. You've ordered a nice meal. You've ordered a cocktail. You've ordered some wine. You are asked what type of water you want. And I don't want to buy bottled water, by the way. I drink tap water at home. I'm going to drink in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. You order some tap water.
Yeah.
Does it come?
No.
Does the fucking tap water
come? Because they want to sell you the water.
Because it's not on the till. So the person has heard it.
Oh, that's very good.
And they're not even thinking about it. I am sick of that. That water is like I might have just spent 15 quid in a cocktail.
I would be
I
on
need
the
that
mindset
water.
Of actually, say you walk into a restaurant, I feel like you should get a glass of water. I think that's serious.
Dead right.
I think there should be water. There's always a water glass on the table. I feel like you should get a glass of water. And you know what I noticed? A couple of I like a little Japanese the other time. You used to go into now a Japanese restaurant and you get like a little green tea.
Yeah.
Or like a little kind of just a welcome moment. I think that's very nice.
I do too.
A lot of places have stopped doing that now.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Because
and also put some cubes of ice in that jug of water before you bring it over as well. That'd be nice too.
Well, you see, the other thing about that is a lot of people don't like ice. Because they're weird about ice. They're weird about where the ice comes from. They're weird about like how cold it is, have sensitive teeth. Mm-hmm. People are moany about ice.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about the ice. Ice.
You are. You really are. So please give us our water. And then the last one, this is so petty and so like stupid. I love McDonald's girls. And I'm just going to put it out
little.
There. People who ignore their order number at McDonald's.
Oh,
right?
Wakey, wakey.
The person who is standing there calling out your number doesn't want to have to repeat themselves.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of people who are doing that job who maybe English isn't their first language as well. And people are acting like they're saying some sort of wild number. Mm. They're not. It's actually very easy.
I know.
It's also on the screen. So like I actually stood there twice. I have had two McDonald's since our last recording. Twice in the last 2 weeks. And I was like watching people stand there waiting on their order, not listen to this poor person who's screaming out number again and again and again.
I've noticed a lot of people lately just keeping their head down in the phone. And just like I walk at a ravenous pace.
You do.
So I would like people to be a little bit more like, move it or lose it, sister, because you will lose it.
Dead right.
Yeah. So that's it. I haven't really been rotted this week. I've been more rotted with just my life.
You're just a little angel girl. Do you know what I mean?
Angel princess girl.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. You can catch us on Monday with a brand new episode on our Patreon called Extra Little Things.
Have a great St. Patrick's weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we won't be celebrating with you till after. Actually, our next episode might be a little bit late because I'm flying back into Ireland that weekend.
So, oh yeah, okay,
so we'll figure it out.
That's fine. Yeah, totally. And remember, if you are going to bring someone into the city centre on Patrick's Day, yeah, make sure it's someone who can hold their booze.
Yes, and you won't be able to buy alcohol in the city centre in like any like off license or whatever until after 4 o'clock.
Love it.
So yeah,
that's good. I approve that message. Bring your own, put
it
in your
buy it on the day, buy the day before. Your back.
We'll see you soon. Stay petty.
Bye.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.